This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew is his name, was up and at him early in Washington today talking sanctions, specifically how U.S. sanctions have changed in the past few years. The words targeted and engineered came up more than a couple of times. And also, why sanctions are the answer when you need something more than diplomacy, a little bit less than military. However, Lew cautioned as well that sanctions ought not be applied frivolously. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has this look at U.S. sanctions policy today.
Secretary Lew said in his remarks that in the past, sanctions were an on or off sort of a thing, a general embargo against dealing with another country.
You cut a country off and it had broad impact on the general public.
Cuba, anyone?
Fast forward to the Russia sanctions after Ukraine. Very highly engineered and targeted.
Which means what exactly? Elizabeth Rosenberg is with the Center for a New American Security. She also used to work on sanctions at Treasury. She says post 9/11, there's been this bigger focus on trying to change behavior the U.S. doesn't like by sanctioning bad actors.
Specific weapons traffickers, specific terrorist cartels and terrorist groups, proliferators as well, and we'll name them specifically and we'll name their networks.
Starting around 2010, Rosenberg says there's been this second wave of change, where sanctions go after specific kinds of access to the U.S. financial system and specific financial products.
Barring the ability for some Russian companies and banks to raise capital to service their debt in European and U.S. markets, whether or not it has worked, I think, is a story that hasn't yet been finished.
Instead of a sledgehammer, you're trying to use a laser.
Jeffrey Shaw is with the Peterson Institute. He says better technology has been a game changer in allowing us to find pressure points and push on them. But he says lots of targeted sanctions can be harder for the companies trying to comply with them.
It's harder to figure out what types of activities are permissible and what kinds of activities fall into the gray area or even be sanctionable under U.S. law.
He says that's keeping lots of lawyers very busy. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.